Hello, my name is Roger, and I am calling from the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction. Can you help us answering us a few questions?
Sure.
And may I know, in your home, is a single family home, a town home, an apartment?
Single family.
Thank you. And do you own or rent?
Own.
Thank you. And do you know when your house has been built?
57.
Thank you. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to your property?
Impact windows.
Thank you. And how many years have you been permanent resident of Florida?
Under one.
Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household have experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, Category 3, 4, or 5?
Up to 3. And everything below 3.
Thank you. And do you remember in what year have you been impacted by a tropical storm? Or the name of it?
Almost every single year. I don't remember the tropical storms, but Hurricane Georges, Hurricane Wilma, Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Ian, and I'm forgetting another one that was around something around Wilma as well, something in that time, like 2005 to 7 time, but I can't remember the name.
Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you know what was the estimated damage in dollars?
I do not.
Okay. And can you tell me what are the primary causes of damage to your home? Was the debris and the wind breaking your windows? Wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling in your home, or something else?
Definitely ocean surge, flooding was probably the worst, but then also wind damage.
Okay, thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or a flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
I mean, I feel somewhat vulnerable because I understand the risks of living in Florida and living beside the ocean. But I weigh these risks and feel safe, and I don't feel like I'm in jeopardy or anything like that. But I understand that I am at risk considering my location. So it's a difficult question to answer completely. I'm sorry.
I understand. Thank you very much. And if a serious hurricane threat at your home, how will you prepare?
Thankfully, I'm not in a flood zone, so I believe I'm safe. But if I did, I would raise everything I could off the ground and evacuate.
Okay, thank you very much. And when will you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, this is within the possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, this is within 36. And your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours, or will you do something else?
My home is pretty easy to secure, considering the impact windows, and I have covers for doors that are set up pretty quickly. So it's mainly probably 36 hours beforehand I could start things and making travel arrangements if needed. I'm not one to go flood the gas stations and stuff like that. I've been through enough hurricanes. I'm prepared.
Okay, thank you very much. In considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Well, what do you mean by the information? You mean like what I see on the news or what I have available to myself?
Okay. Like you have everything you need to know related to the problem that is coming to your home. That you can...
I understand a hurricane and the precautions that need to be made.
And are you certain that you will gather all the information necessary if something is about to hit your home?
I mean, I'm sure I'd do everything I could to hunker it down and keep, you know, I put everything away. I don't want to breathe. I don't want to add to debris. And then depending on the category of the storm, I might evacuate. If it's a category 3, I'd probably stay. If it's a category 4 or more, I'd probably evacuate.
Okay. And can you tell me your 3 top sources of information, such as radio, TV, newspapers?
Internet.
And social media or
weather apps?
Okay.
Oh, by internet, I mean Google searches.
Okay.
Or like a weather channel, or such website. Or local news website. And then from there, also apps, weather apps and news apps.
Okay. Thank you very much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
1 to 5, I'd give it a 4.
Okay, thank you. And have any of these factors that I'm about to name have impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? For example, the cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, property taxes, or transportation costs?
No.
None of them?
No.
Okay, thank you. And...
All right, let's say cost of insurance, actually, because I know that's going to go up for me soon.
Okay. And I know you already mentioned it, but I would like you to mention it once again. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It is not.
And when will you evacuate? When the hurricane watch is issued, the 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, the 36th hour. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or you wouldn't leave your house?
If emergency officials, out of those categories, if emergency officials.
Okay.
As for Category 3, I would say.
Okay, and if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family or family member or friends, to another location within the state, as far as possible outside of the state, or you wouldn't leave under any circumstances?
I would evacuate to a family member within the state, but not close.
Okay. And may I know how many vehicles are available in your household?
To me, 1.
Okay. Thank you. And do you know what's the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Do you know what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Deductible. No, I actually don't off the top of my head.
Okay, thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Very confident.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Do you know if...
Not applicable.
Okay. Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
Okay, thank you. And if a major hurricane affects your area, which of these levels of government should help you to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
It depends. I think every level of government should be involved.
Okay. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
2.
And that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
3.
Thank you. And that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
What about hurricane wind?
That the new developments take into account hurricane wind specifically risk.
Wind specifically, yes. I believe they do take wind.
And from 1 to 5?
Oh, I'll give that one 4.
Okay, thank you. And what about the new developments take into account flood risks?
That's a 1.
Thank you. And that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
No.
Okay, thank you. And I would like to ask you a few questions about the sea level rise. I really appreciate the time you are spending with me today. And do you believe that the sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Yes.
And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes, considering my family owns properties in other locations that I will inherit, yes. Thankfully, my property I don't think should be directly affected, but I think everything will be eventually.
Okay. And will you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a new government buyout program or neither of them?
Possibly. Depends what's offered.
And it will be on private or government buyout program?
Either, honestly. If that government program becomes an opportunity, it depends what that is. That would require lots of details about that. So preferably private.
Okay. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase the income taxes, increase the property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or do you have something else in mind?
Increasing taxes isn't going to do it. We need a new leader.
Okay. And most Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, about 33 feet above the sea level, and are specifically vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Will you say extremely, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all?
Moderately.
Thank you. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important, such as the neighborhood, the school, the crime rate, price?
Price and neighborhood, as in not in Fort Worth.
And can you name one additional, such as the walkability, taxes and fees? This is for your opinion only.
I mean, very much location. So I guess insurance cost because of lack of not being in a flood zone, but then also its location still being close to the ocean and things like that.
Okay.
So I don't know if being close to the ocean can count as one.
Okay, yes, it does. So thank you very much. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, 1 to 3, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or 20 more? Excuse me?
5 to 10.
Okay, thank you. And finally, this is just general background questions, and we will be finished. This is to categorize the survey. And could you tell me your age, please?
35.
Thank you. And may I know your gender? This is for statistical purposes, and I just need you to mention it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's all good. No.
And including yourself, how many people live in your household? and there's no any person below 12 years old, right?
Nope. Nope.
And neither over 65.
Nope.
Thank you. And may I know your marital status?
Single.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by any adult member in your household?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Bachelor's degree. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Thank you. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, black, or...
Mm-hmm. White.
Okay. Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And can you tell me what is the income range of your household? Below the 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, or over $100,000?
75 to 100.
Thank you. And these were all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you very much for your contribution. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Hope you have a good night.
Have a good night.